Hey, listen, let's go to Norm now, my first
Thanks
cousin.
For the call.
Thank you, who I love dearly, Norm Coleman, out of the great state of Minnesota, senator, of course, mayor of St. Paul for 8 years, and a frequent guest on our program. And it turns out a John Catsimatidis favorite. Here he is, my cousin Norm Coleman. Norm, good morning. I love you. How are you, pal?
I'm doing just fine. I'm doing just fine.
Good. Good to hear
good to have you.
John has been a friend. John has been a friend, by the way, for many years.
That's unbelievable.
Many years.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
yeah. We text each other about you now, about my cousin Norm. Hey, so listen, before we get to the your Newsmax appearance yesterday and why Jewish people should and will vote for Donald Trump, you can certainly appreciate the law, Norm, going to a law school in Iowa back in 76, and then, of course, going to work for the Minnesota Attorney General office, where eventually you became their top prosecutor. So you could appreciate the law as much as anybody. The loss of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, what did that mean to you?
Well, first of all, I admired the justice. I didn't agree with her. I didn't agree with her positions or you know, her ideology. But I admire her character. And, you know, in the old days, people like Scalia on the right and Bader Ginsburg on the left would be confirmed. We've lost that. I think the beauty of the court was having the battle between folks on the left and the right and then coming to whatever the conclusion they reached. You know, today, no matter who you are, it's just tough getting through. There will be a big battle over filling her seat, which, by the way, needs to be filled. The president is elected for a 4-year term. It's not 3 years and 9 months. Okay, it's not like you're pitching game and the game ends in the seventh. Other than COVID, the game shouldn't end in the seventh.
Right, it does now, right.
Right? Right.
Right. Other than COVID, but it's elected 4-year term, and you know I got to tell you I give Mitt Romney credit, you know, for saying, hey, listen, I'm not following this, you know, what happened with Merrick Garland. I'm looking at the law and the Constitution. The Constitution says the president has the obligation to nominate, and the Senate then has the obligation to confirm. By the way, they can deny. So if we have a Republican Senate and a Democratic president, they can say no, which they did with Merrick Garland. But if you have a Republican Senate and a Republican president or a Democrat senator, they then have a constitutional obligation to put forth a nominee, consider it, and then move on. And so that's what's going to happen. And it is the law. It is the right thing to do. And in the end, you know, elections have consequences.
Yeah, but there. But what about Ruth Bader Ginsburg's dying wish, Norm Coleman? I mean, that's pretty. I'm just kidding, really. There's no dying wish clause in the Constitution.
Whatever the dying. In the end, the dying wishes don't overcome the Constitution.
It's such a ridiculous argument,
we're a nation of laws.
Yes, and probably an apocryphal story to boot. Now, to your appearance on Newsmax regarding Jews voting for President Trump, I mean. Look, the Mideast peace deal, which was downplayed in the media big time. I mean, that was huge to build this coalition of Sunni Arab nations against in alignment with Israel against Iran was brilliant.
I was there at the White House for the ceremony.
Really?
And it was historic. You know, the first time close to 30 years you had an Arab nation recognize Israel. And I think it's you know, like the first olive out of the jar. I mean, it's more to come. Easy to do. And I think you'll see that. Certainly, if the president is reelected, you're definitely going to see more. But listen, the bottom line is that Obama kicked Israel in the teeth on the way out. They orchestrated the passage in the UN of something called UN Resolution 2334. That said that the Western Wall, the most holy place in the Jewish faith, is under international law, occupied Palestinian territory. And we orchestrated it. We abstained in the vote, but afterwards it was found out Nikki Haley, the next ambassador, said so. We orchestrated that. They did. Obama-Biden did an Iran deal that really put Israel at existential threat. I mean, it secured a path to Iran for nuclear weapon. By the way, gave them, you know, had $150 billion to spend to do their nefarious deeds in the region. They are the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism. And so this president has pushed back, and this president got rid of the Iran deal. And by the way, he appointed Nikki Haley and his U.N. ambassador to put a stop to the anti-Semitism. He recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital and moved the embassy there. And then I could go on, and then secure these peace deals with two Arab nations, UAE and Bahrain. He is the best friend that Israel has ever had in the White House. And if you don't like his tweets and you don't like his personality, look at what he's done. Look at what he's done for Israel. Look at, and by the way, Jews are Americans. You know, we care about the economy. Who's going to rebuild this economy? You think Joe Biden will be? Well, you know, with universal health care, with taxes, higher taxes, unlimited spending, lack of confronting the anarchists in the street. I mean, so you know, as Americans, Jews should be saying, hey, look at what he's done. Look at the path forward. Who's going to rebuild the economy? Who's going to be tough on China? And it's not going to be Joe Biden.
You know, it's funny. I was when I was thinking about you yesterday, Norm, and Ruth Ginsburg passed away. She went to Madison High School. And so did you.
As did Chuck Schumer and Bernie Sanders.
Right. And I'm thinking about Bernie Sanders because watching you on Newsmax yesterday, you pointed out, you know, here's Bernie Sanders, who's only Jewish because he was born that way. He cares about as much as Israel as Obama did. And then you've got from Tlaib and all these folks, by the way, from your home state, that really don't like the Jews. But it's true. But, and, you know, Keith Ellison from your state. So you did point out yesterday on Newsmax, too, a bunch of people on the left that are the antithesis of Donald Trump that really don't like Israel.
And Sid, it's not just a bunch of people. It is the center of energy. It is the new Democrat Party. And by the way, so support for Israel should be bipartisan. And Israel has supported many Democrats over time. But the new voices in the party, and there'll be more of them, you know, are the Ilhan Omars and the Rashid Tlaibs and the AOCs. And these are folks that support the BDS movement, the Boycott, Divest, Sanctions movement, which is really looking to destroy the Jewish state. That's the purpose of that. So you've got these folks who are now that's the energy, the center of the Democrat Party. Who did Chuck Schumer stand with the other day after Ginsburg died to share
AOC.
The platform to talk about the – AOC.
That's right.
Freshman, nothing, you know, nothing member of Congress. But that's the voice, and unfortunately, and I've said this, it's a reality. If you go to a Republican gathering and you stand up and say, I stand with Israel, that's an applause line. You don't make that statement today in front of a Democrat base. You don't make that statement in front of the, you know, the folks who behind AOC. You certainly don't make that statement to the folks who are rioting and burning things up in the street. Those are Biden's folks. That they're not friends of Israel. College campuses today is moving to the left. That's the energy of the Democrat Party, and it breaks my heart, Sid. It absolutely breaks my heart.
Yes, no, it really is. People have to wake up to it, and you're helping doing that. Former Senator Norm Coleman, from the state of Minnesota, Sidney's cousin. By the way,
thank you, Bernie.
Norm, you were the victim of mail-in voter fraud. Really, the shenanigans that went on when Al Franken stole your seat as a senator from Minnesota. I mean, what do you think about the coming mail-in voting fiasco that we're no doubt going to have? And another reason why we need 9 people on the Supreme Court.
So just let me explain even with my race. I won on election night. I won when the machines were recounted. But then they looked at absentee ballots that had been rejected and decided, well, which one should be put back in? And so in the Republican areas, they looked at things like did the signatures match? And they said, well, we did it right the first time. In the Democrat areas, they put all these in, didn't care whether the signatures matched, didn't care whether these ballots were overseen by a registered voter. And by the way, we also had 19 precincts with more votes than voters in Minneapolis, in the Democrat areas. 19 precincts, more votes than voters. All those votes counted. But the problem you have is you're going to get the Democrats' folks aside, unfortunately, this has been reality. They're going to pour all these ballots, and they're already trying to pass laws saying we shouldn't be looking at whether signatures matches. We shouldn't care about those things. Well, you really should. It should be one person, one vote. That's a good thing.
Hello.
It's not, you know, and so, you know, you're going to find, I'm not against absentee balloting, but if you do check the signatures, if you follow the rules. But the other side throws out the rules to get the result they want. You know, President Bush once said to me that one of his biggest concerns when he was running in his battle with war was that the other side would keep counting till they won. That's what they do.
Funny.
Yeah. Now they're talking about trying to allow ballots that are mailed in and counted 3 days. They come in 3 days after Election Day. So do you think that? And let me just say this. For the same folks who are burning down federal buildings, who are rioting the street, you think they care about fixing an election? Care about stuffing a ballot box?
That's such a good point.
And by the way, if you find out that you need X thousand more votes on Election Day, just to stop you from dropping, you know, something in the mail. But by the way, these pre-stamped envelopes, they're not postmarked the same way. who's to stop you from putting in here, here's how many votes we need. And by the way, because they'll be counted for 3 or 4 days after. They come in 3 or 4 days after. Yep. Craziness.
Oh, it's a mess.
Craziness. One man, one woman, one vote. That's the American way, and that keeps people's confidence in the election. You get through, you change all the rules, you take away any of the safeguards, and you're really putting democracy at risk.
Great lawyer, great politician, and a fighter. I love you, proud of you. Thank you for hopping on with Bernie and I today, and you keep talking, Norm Coleman, because America needs you.
Thank you, Norm.
I'm trying to hang in there, Sid.
I know.
Take care, my friend.
Keep fighting. I love you, okay? All right, buddy. All right, take care. That's my cousin, Norm Coleman, who... He's trying to hang in there. He's had some battles with cancer in the past, and we found out this week that it's – anyway, they found a spot on his lung, so he's fighting again.